Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca Tobin. Across from me, Kelty Knight. To my right is Jack Vanek. We've gone through an entire box of mango slices.
I'm eating the last one.
Are these mangoes?
Are these bad for you?
I love mangoes. Yeah, it's all sugar.
Okay.
Congrats.
It is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, covered in sugar.
It's like candy.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Okay, like, what's our mantra today?
Oh, okay. Mirror message. We're ready. It's from Dame Helen Mirren.
Who?
Helen Mirren. For those of you who don't speak Canadian.
Okay, I love this one. I think this is one of the best I've ever found.
I love her, so I hope you don't disappoint me.
I have a feeling it's not going to be good.
How dare you? What an asshole. Okay. Helen Mirren said, she once said, at 7 years...
This can't be real.
I can't
How
read.
How do you have a job? Reading.
I don't know.
All you do is read and
speak.
Your
job is literally reading.
No, sometimes I'm like, oh, I screw up because I can't read the teleprompter because I'm blind. But the truth is, I just... I just can't read. Okay. I think I need to get my eyes tested.
Just read it.
Okay.
You're not me, Kelty.
Okay. At 70 years old, if I could give my younger self one piece of advice, it would be to use the words f*** off much more frequently.
Oh, my yes. God. This is my mirror message.
Oh, my God. I wanted to tell someone to f*** off this week, but I couldn't.
Are you guys so you're saying...
This is our type of... That's yes. A Lady Gang mirror message.
Yes.
You finally did it. How many weeks has it been?
No, how many years has it been?
She just really let me down with a few.
With that one this mirror message that was not any inspiring at all.
No.
I'm kind
sorry.
Of uninspiring.
I can't be perfect.
So uninspiring.
Okay. No, it's true.
No,
you
know? I think it's great. I would love to say f*** off to... Everybody.
Off, but like, no thank you. Moving on. I would love
it's
to
saying,
say that.
Use the power. I think that there's a book that's The Power of Yes. I think that there should be a book that's called The Power of No.
Have you seen how hot Helen Mirren was when she was young? I mean,
yeah,
she's still a beautiful,
hot.
Beautiful, hot, sexy woman.
Yeah.
But like her as a 20, 30-something, damn,
smoke
the
show.
Dame. Smoky. Smoky, smoky, toky, toky.
Smoky McSmokerson.
Yep. Okay, today we're going to do a gratitude circle.
Oh, shit. I forgot what I was.
You so
oh.
I love the reaction to like, let's all do a gratitude circle. And you guys are like, oh, yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll do a gratitude circle. Okay.
Wait, is yours going to be like sentimental and or is it going to be like shallow?
Why do you have to precursor this,
I'm
Jack?
I'm not grateful for the shirt you're wearing.
What it's a mammoth that? Shirt.
Okay. You still buy shirts from places you go to. See
my dad
place.
Bought it for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's super
I like
cute.
It. But I love that she has made it a crop top. She tied it up in the front.
It literally goes down to
she
my
tied
knees,
it up in
too.
Front.
It's like
it's
a size
It's like a sleep
XXL.
Shirt.
Yeah. It's a sleep shirt that you wore.
I honestly look like
dad
garbage today.
Still buys you presents.
Well, we went to Mammoth for Christmas, so he like...
Bought everybody.
He, yeah, we like each bought each other a cute little
oh,
thing.
That's
oh, my God.
Cute.
When I got my first job on the cruise ship... And I went for 2 weeks and then had to go back to high school. I bought like 3 t-shirts from the gift shop that said SS Norway and I wore them like they were gold medals. Like,
you worked on the cruise shop in high school?
Yeah, I got my first
cruise
dance
ship.
Job while I was.
I said
oh,
cruise shop.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. You can't talk. I don't speak Canadian, right? No, I got my first job as a swing, which Becca's talked about what that is, like a backup. while I was already in high school, but I had finished high school early because I had enough points. And so I went.
Credits.
And then I came back and I wore my SS Norway shirt. Like, sometimes getting a shirt from where you've been, Becca, is iconic.
I remember I used to get them from Joe's Crab Shack.
I have a Joe's Crab Shack shirt,
I was
too.
On spring break.
But what? Can
like
you imagine the amount we
used to collect
them. Can you imagine the amount of merch that Joe's Crab Shack
There's nothing trashier than Joe's Crab Shack.
I love it.
I haven't been since I was 16.
Oh my God,
but
I
wow, it was
now.
The place to go.
Why was it so cool?
I don't know.
It was just shopping.
And they have like weird
music,
drinks with like weird
it's
drink
like,
glasses.
It's probably like the closest that you can get to going to a bar when you're in high school.
You're right.
Because they serve alcohol and it's kind of wild.
Yeah.
But then
see, like adults making bad choices.
Yeah. But then you're 16 and you're drinking like your parents' vodka in a Gatorade bottle.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm grateful for.
Period.
I don't know where this went to.
What I'm grateful for is the womanizer.
Okay, wait, I have a question. This is probably, whatever. Is it charged just on a US, like a micro USB? Because I can't charge mine.
Is it not a battery?
Is it a battery?
I think it's just a regular
battery.
Did
you use
like
it all
a double
up,
A? I did, and I haven't figured out how to recharge it.
I'll
I didn't know if it came with a special charger or not.
I'll let you know, I washed mine this morning.
It truly is. I wish they would sponsor us.
Womanizer, you guys, if you don't know what this is, look it up. It's a sex toy. It's a vibrator, but it simulates oral sex. It is
with air somehow. It is just
it
science
is.
At its finest.
Science that deserves a Nobel Peace Prize.
It does.
Prize. It is insane. I can look at it and be like almost off.
Yeah. No, I remember when we talked, because when Sex with Emily gave it to all of us, and we talked about it, I think the next day we recorded a podcast.
Guys.
Me and Becca both went home and used it immediately.
Like, whoa. My mind was blown.
Yeah, like 1 minute. It's like a one, in, like so fast.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh,
I highly recommend as well.
There you go.
I'm grateful for, I don't know if you guys have watched this show yet. It's called Nailed It on Netflix.
Oh, people are talking about this.
No, it's a cooking, it's a baking show. And it, the goal of the show is they have all these like Pinteresty type of like amazing. They have these like awesome cake pops that are all intricate.
Nailed it.
They had like a wedding cake, and then people, it's like Chopped. People compete to bake these things. Mm-hmm. However, they're not good bakers. So they're having just these like shitty cooks come on and try to recreate these like beautiful, iconic cakes.
We could do it.
I want to go on so bad because I can't cook worth
me
shit.
Either.
Like, what if us three went on it?
Let's do it.
Everybody is so bad. It literally comes out like people's, like their shit's like melting off the table, like not
That's
even
amazing.
Cooked. It is unreal. I highly recommend it. Ooh. It's made me very happy.
Great.
Wow. Damn. Okay, girl.
We should try to go on it.
Let's do it.
It'd be so funny.
Right? I am grateful for Sarah Bareilles' album, Little Voice.
Oh my gosh.
That is so random.
So obscure.
I'm just saying.
I haven't heard
I mean,
of Sarah.
I mean, you're thankful for a f***ing sex toy. Come on.
Yeah. Stand behind that.
Irrelevant.
Sarah Bareilles' record, Little Voice, is an excellent self-care Sunday. It's like a record I come back
with Sarah,
to.
Sarah, so continue.
You do? About what?
You know.
Okay. I keep coming back
to it time and time again.
Gonna write you a love song.
Whoa. No, but doesn't she have that song that sounds like the Katy Perry song?
Yes, but Katy Perry sounds like Sarah. Sarah's came out first.
Hmm.
Anyway, I just love that record. And sometimes I put it on the record player. I put it on my Sonos. And like every song is good. And it's a couple albums ago for her now. But it's like a classic. And I'm thankful for you, Sarah. Never disappoints. What's wrong? You were supposed to be a waitress and they didn't pick you.
I had an audition for waitress.
Yeah.
Not even for the lead.
Is she
for the nerdy girl?
For the nerdy girl. I crushed it.
You
yes,
get
I
it.
Did. But the feedback was that Sarah didn't like my tone.
Wait, are you serious?
Was
those are my clothes.
Oh.
Wait, I'll call her.
She wasn't into my tone, the tone of my
singing
voice.
Is Sarah the main girl on it?
For that role.
I'm going to talk to her.
No, it's fine. I'm over it, Sarah. I don't care. I don't want to be in waitress anymore.
Well, not the lead.
Well, I don't want to be the lead. I don't want to be the lead of anything.
That
ever.
Question,
honestly,
though, that part. Sorry, one thing. That part of Waitress is like the best role.
It's
though,
the best role
because I don't love the Jenna lead role
no,
in Waitress.
It's the best role.
Yeah,
Dawn.
I
want
to hear.
Is Sarah Bareilles?
Yeah, can you sing a little bit?
No, I don't.
No,
even
we'll
remember
judge your tone.
I seriously.
We will judge your tone.
No, I have a very
5, 6, 7, 8. Sing it, Becca. You
I don't
remember.
Even know. I swear on.
When was this?
Butter,
gun to my head. I
sugar butter. That's you know
not,
it.
That's not what I had to sing for.
Put it on, Elena.
I don't
go
remember
on Spotify.
The song I had to even sing for the audition. It was a while ago. It was like right after the show opened on Broadway.
Oh, so it's been a minute.
Can I ask a question now?
Well, just sing something so we can judge you.
No.
Is it Sarah, like, is she the main lead
she
in it?
She wrote the music in it.
Yeah.
And she plays the lead.
Okay.
Sometimes.
A lot.
So she's like boss lady can choose.
Oh, yeah. It's her show.
A lot of songs.
But
I can't believe she wouldn't pick you for your fame alone.
No, I'm not famous enough to get anything from my fame alone.
Well, right now they have the girl from Pentatonix.
Except for like free makeup sometimes.
But they have the girl from Pentatonix who's Kristen, who is on our show.
Yeah, but she has like a Grammy.
Yeah, they are like very famous.
Teen Choice Award nomination.
Oh, okay. I'm mad now. You know what?
Yeah.
I hate that
Scratch
album.
Scratch that. Do you know what it's like to hear that
like
somebody doesn't like your tone?
Well, that's what you're born with. You can't change. What
that's
is your tone?
Problem.
I've never heard
yeah,
you
what
sing.
Is your tone?
Just sing a little something.
I'm not singing anything, but I sound a little bit like a cartoon character.
You do? Like a chipmunk?
Glee. Yeah, look up a Glee.
Pull up a Glee quote. We need to hear your tone. The listeners of the world need to know what your tone
so,
is.
Whatever. I'm fine, Sarah. Whatever.
I mean, at least you didn't sing at an audition and then Jerry Mitchell says, it's a good thing you're so pretty. That's way worse.
Wasn't that when you're like, hey, Jerry, you're so fun?
Hey! That was the first time I met Kelty.
Hey, Jerry.
She had tragic hair extensions.
Yes.
Short shorts. 2% body fat.
I was so skinny then.
And a lot of pep.
Yeah, a lot of pep.
Sounds like a lot of Adderall.
I was like, who is this girl? Because I've been 60 years old my whole life.
You're like, you're Judith. Like, you're Becca, but like, your real personality is Judith. Yeah. Who's just like.
I'm like
an angry old mom.
Judith's like 90.
An old Jewish
she's
woman.
Like, these. Kids.
Like, kids these
I'm
days.
I'm like Joey's agent on Friends. What was her name? She was so great.
Okay. Well, while Elena finds that.
Well, what episode are you on? 7?
How dare you?
It wasn't even a 7.
We're moving
was
on.
Was there a 7th season of Glee?
Okay, when we come back.
I thought it was 6.
No, there's a 7.
No.
Or there's a volume 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
that's probably like the greatest hits. Okay.
When
so
when we
come back, we will listen to Becca
no,
sing
we won't,
and
but
we will go
find
in the
out
box.
In the box.
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the Lady Gang box?
What's in the box?
Okay, here we go.
Wait, just sing what's in the box as you're singing.
No.
She's not going to sing.
Guys, no.
Okay, I'll open the box.
She needs a vocal warm-up
first. I'll Google it.
What's in your box?
What's in the box? That was Kelsey, by the way.
Okay.
Remember when Michelle Williams complimented your high belt?
I don't even remember.
She's like, give me that note again. And I was
she's like
It's amazing. Okay, where to meet men besides online? Jack, take it away.
Well, actually, you know what?
Life.
I have to say.
Airplanes.
Hell no.
Grocery stores.
No, I will say just
therapy.
In general, after deleting my dating apps, and now the only place to meet people is in real
IRL?
Life.
IRL?
Are you meeting
I've
them?
Met more people in real life.
Yeah.
I think that there's something to be said about, like, the energy, whatever you're doing within your life. Mm-hmm. With a dating app, like, I'd be out at a bar or whatever, I'd see a hot guy, and it's like, you know, nobody would say anything to each other. But in my mind, I'm like, that's fine, because I'll just go home and sit on my couch and swipe around, and I'll meet with somebody that'll give me attention. So now knowing that's my chance, I feel whatever energy I've been putting out when I go out... Men have approached me more often in the last 2 months than they had approached me in the year of being single before.
True. I'm going to say Joe's gym on the CBS lot is a threshold. There's jeans men extraordinaire.
The
there's so many guys. But I will say this. I always say that. It's very annoying. You got to like – if you want to meet guys, you have to like just chill out a bit on your expectations. Because like, there's a guy at my gym, Hot Mike, who is hot. He's such a nice guy. He has a Christmas caroling group. I mean, he's amazing. He does magic. He has 2 jobs. He has a
oh
big
my God,
pension.
I love magicians.
No, I tried to set you up with him.
You know you didn't.
He's not tall enough for you. Anyway,
wait, how
he recently
is he?
Lost.
My brains are on the walls in this room.
You don't want a guy that's like, that let's get a bunch of friends together and go Christmas caroling? That sounds so fun.
That sounds
that one,
so
like,
weird.
Mm,
you,
that
he wears
sounds
the
like
costumes.
A murderer.
He wears the costume.
No. I love a costume.
Like the proper caroling costume?
Yeah.
No, that is creepy. That's somebody that loves Disneyland.
And he does magic. And
I love,
you love
magic.
Disneyland.
I hate Disneyland.
I was ready for Jack to be like, ew, magic. And she's like, oh my God, I love magicians.
No, that's like another one of my weird... I freaking love magicians.
You should go on a date with them to
you
Magic
should,
Castle.
I tried to Magic Castle.
I have gone to the Magic Castle many times.
Anyway, my point being is that Mike is a catch. This man is going to be an incredible husband, an incredible dad. He recently lost like 100 pounds. Like, he's so hot now. I can see him do pull-ups with his pinky. I've tried to set him up with 5 people, and every time I meet him, they're like, because he's a little nerdy.
I love a nerdy guy. Wait, why? How is he tiny?
No, he's like 5'9", 5'10", 5'11".
That's fine. Mm-hmm. You've never tried to set him up with me.
I haven't?
No.
All right, I will. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Becca, you want
to
take one?
I didn't say how to meet boys.
Oh. Okay, how do you meet boys?
I mean, I don't have any pointers. I don't know. I mean, honestly, the only way men flock to me is if I'm wearing makeup. So, and sometimes a real bra, like a proper bra.
Oh my God! No, I met a guy like 2 weeks ago at Rose Cafe. While I was the last time that I was sick, looked like shit, wearing just pretty much what I'm wearing, and he like approached me. I'm like, imagine what I will look like on a date when I actually have some makeup on and my hair down.
That's what I'm saying. Guys go for women no matter what stage they're at, and women are always looking for like the hot guy that's pulled together. Like, Chris was a 7 when I met him, and now he's a 10. I fixed him up. Sure. I got him wearing the right color kind of shirts. He's colorblind, so I was like, ooh, no more green and navy blue and black. It was weird.
You think they're all gray?
He thinks everything's gray. He's like, what color is this?
That'd be so weird to be colorblind.
I know.
I want to get him those, like, glasses. Have you seen the YouTube video?
Yeah.
You put the glasses on, and then they can, like, see. Should I get them for his birthday?
You should. That's actually a cool present.
He's listening, so. My topic is the boyfriend's friends.
What does that mean?
Oh, God.
Like, how do you handle or something? They never go away. You only just grow old with them and have to go to their weddings all over the world. Can you tell I'm bitter? I'm just kidding.
I'm one of those bad people who's always trying to people please and be like the cool, like, I want Chris's friends to be like, wow, Chris did so well. He got to marry such a cool girl.
Oh, God, I'm so over that. Yeah. You still feel that way?
Yeah. Like, I just went to an engagement party and I was like, okay, I got to be like extra cool for Chris because I want him to feel like, yeah, like I got the cool wife. Like, Chris's wife is so hot.
Do you think
so
it works?
Cool. Like, no, probably not. It probably come up so annoying.
I'm pretty sure all of Zach's friends are like, oh my God, he married such a bitch. Do we tell him?
Too late.
Oh, wow.
Too late.
I think what's harder than the boyfriend's friends is the boyfriend's friends'
lovers.
Girlfriends.
Yeah.
Or like now that we're old, it's like the other wives. Because sometimes
you didn't pick
you
them.
Get, you didn't pick them. But sometimes you get a great one and sometimes you get a not so great one. Yeah. And it's hard, especially when you're navigating like going on trips.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Zach, I'm so happy you're going away with like your best friend. It's going to be great. While I sit around in small talk for 72 goddamn hours because we have nothing in common.
Yeah. Other
one. And I hate the small talk.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
Small talk is the worst.
Worst.
And like chances are you probably don't have anything in common.
No.
Like,
I mean, there's a handful of the significant others that I love being around, and I'm so lucky. Like, I would have chosen to be their friends even without the men. But then there's some where they're quite a snooze.
And you just have to, like, put on a happy face, like you're having a freaking blast.
Yep. Even worse is like when your friends marry someone and you don't like the husband.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you can ignore that, though.
Really?
Yeah, I have so many friends whose husbands are like, meh.
Duds?
Yeah. You just make plans with just your friend.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, it's easier to circumvent that problem.
But don't be the girl who your friend asks you to hang out and brings along her husband every time.
Every time.
It's
oh,
the
there
worst.
Was some girl that posted in our group about that, and she was just like, it was like her longtime best friend, and it was literally every plan that they'd make. If they like made a dinner plan or like drinks after work, the freaking boyfriend would come every single time.
I had that happen.
Don't do that.
It's not cool.
It's not
no,
cool.
It's not cool at all.
No,
like you live
terrible.
With this person, or you probably spend so much time with them. Do they really need to come with you on your like
it's
once
awful.
A month that you hang out with your friends? Like that's ridiculous.
It's not the same. I will say I'm 99% the same person I am in front of Chris, but when like I'm having girl time, it's like there's stuff like I can't be that same person.
When well, your friend
same.
Doesn't want to talk about like
her
dating
vagina.
Or girl shit or like the stuff we talk about with like your husband around.
No, and that's Chris's rule for Lady Gang. He's like, if you can't say it to me, you shouldn't say it on Lady Gang.
God.
And I was like, oh God, sorry.
Oh, God. Well,
everything. I should delete 90% of the podcast.
I say on the Lady Gang is because Zach doesn't listen.
Yeah. This is
your
outlet.
Dad does. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
We love you.
Okay, well, this was really fun. What a great quickie.
Oh, my God.
With a womanizer, it's just...
It is. You don't even have time to moan. It's over.
Sorry, it's over,
Dad.
Before it begins.
Jesus.
Okay.
Sorry,
well,
Dad.
Guys, head on over to iTunes right now and leave us a 5-star review about this episode, because the more reviews you leave, the cooler we feel. And also, it's really important. And send us a screenshot of you doing that review over our DMs on Instagram. And we like to pick a few special girls out every week and give them a little surprise in the mail for being such loyal and dedicated fans. We love you so much. And our Instagram is @theladygang. And guys,
we're not here for a long time,
but we're here for a good time.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.